Donovan Michael James Birch. Say it.
I'm Donovan Michael James Birch.
And you're listening to
Queens W.
Say it again, buddy. Do it again.
Queens W.
No, no, no. Say, I'm Donovan Michael James Birch. Say it.
I'm Donovan Michael James Birch.
And you're listening to CFRC.
CFRC.
101.9 FM.
1.9 FM.
And on the internet.
On the internet.
CFRC.ca.
Welcome back. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It is the 11 o'clock hour here in Kingston, Ontario, and we are located in the beautiful lower level of Carruthers Hall on the Queen's campus. I say beautiful because I love vinyl and all things music, but it's a little bit dusty and musty. But we love it here at the on-campus radio station. My name is Meg. You're tuned into another episode of The Mood with May. Same time, same day, every week, every school year for the past two-three years. I'm joined in studio today by Maggie.
Hello, hello, everybody.
If you've tuned in before, maybe you caught an episode with Maggie last year. I think we did Floating in Space. It was very, like, spacey.
We did.
Vibes. It was very fun. And it was so fun that I had to have her back.
Yay! I'm so excited to be back. I'm nervous, but I'm here.
And so today's episode was actually selected by Maggie to go along with the all October spooky season themed episode. So would you like to introduce what we're doing today?
Sure. So the topic I selected was more of like a retro horror kind of vibe. I think this is very fitting for May and I as fall enthusiasts. I think this is the season where we thrive the most.
It is.
The weather's colder, the air smells better, the vibes are just immaculate, if you will.
Yeah.
The Pillsbury cookies are back, the Halloween Pillsbury cookies.
If you are not a lover of Pillsbury cookies, I'd just like to know, like, how do you exist?
Yeah. We've already had a pack at home. We've got another one waiting for us.
It's waiting for the right moment. I think when we carve pumpkins, that's like a good time to crack them out.
Indeed.
Yeah. Something that's very interesting. I personally am not vegan. And this is like such an aside from what we're talking about, other than the fact that it's connected to Pillsbury cookies. But the Daughter's General Store in Kingston has a lot of vegan goods. And there is a company... in Kingston that's making or has made like a frozen cut your own sugar cookie that's completely vegan. I think it's gluten-free, dairy-free, like everything. And it's supposed to taste just like Pillsbury cookies. Cool. So if you're vegan or like you can't have certain things, you have lots of allergies, but you miss the Pillsbury cookies or you feel like you're missing out, check that out. I think it's, I'll get back to you on the details because I don't remember off the top of my head who is the company that makes them, but it's a local Kingston company. So we love that.
Very good to know.
Yeah, I don't know. That was such an aside. But I was like, if you feel left out, you don't have to be left out. Yeah, so we're both connoisseurs of the Halloween type.
Yes.
We both enjoy a good like horror movie, Halloween movie. I feel like we bond over the fact that we love this type of weather and these types of things.
Indeed.
Yeah. So that's how this episode came about. So without further ado, I guess we can get into some of our picks.
Yeah, let's go for it.
We did try to go for like a vintage horror, like all like 1920s to 40s, like old creepy crawly sounding. But that is extremely hard to find Canadian content for, and to just find like new refreshing content that maybe people haven't heard before. So it's just retro horror. The first track that I picked is by a Canadian artist that goes by the name Henry Burr. I believe that he was making music in the 20s and the 30s. So, yeah, like 1920 is when the only album that's properly dated on his Spotify is. I don't think he was around to know what Spotify is. But this song is called Are You Lonesome Tonight? It's not necessarily a horror song, but it has that old song feel. Like the songs that are old that have been repurposed and have become synonymous with horror movies. Like I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire by Ink Spots. Like that sort of thing where it's not necessarily a horror song. But the second song is by Eartha Kitt, the one, the only. We love her to bits. And this song is called I'd Rather Be Burned as a Witch. I'm all over the place today. And again, it's just like a spooky vibe. It sounds older, so like that, it has that vibe going for it. But then at the same time, it has the actual theme of like talking about witchcraft and whatever. The next song is Maggie's pick, so I'll let her try.
So my first track I chose was, it's called Demon Lover by Lynn Cornell. It's from the 2015 album Songs for Swingin' Ghosts. So very on theme for this episode. It's got a very retro kind of vintagey Halloween vibe, and I just thought it was perfect. It's a great track.
Perfect. So I guess we'll get right into it. We're going to start off with Are You Lonesome Tonight by Henry Burr right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Tonight I'm downhearted for the...
want to live. Demon lover, demon lover. Why can't you be true? Demon lover, demon lover. Search the whole world over, but nowhere have I met my demon lover with the lips no woman could forget. His burning kisses haunt me still, they haunt me night and day, and when I think of his caress, I almost melt away. Demon lover, why can't you be true? Demon lover, demon lover, where oh where are you?
Where are you?
Welcome back. You just finished listening to Demon Lover by Lynn Cornell. Before that, I'd Rather Be Burned as a Witch by Eartha Kitt. And at the top of that set, Are You Lonesome by Henry Burr. You're tuned into the 1.9 FM. I'm joined in studio today by... I'm back. For those of you who don't know, Maggie is my housemate slash best friend.
Unfortunately.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding. I love May.
Disrespect. Our episode today, if you couldn't tell by both the bedding music and the songs you just listened to, is horror and like spooky season, specifically retro horror. But as an aside from that, we did want to chat about some of our favorite movies to watch around this season, mm-hmm. whether they're spooky movies or horror movies. So Maggie, what's your go-to like Halloween carving a pumpkin sort of movie?
My go-to is always the animated like stop motion kind of Halloween movies. Those, I know we both bond over loving these ones.
Yes.
So Coraline, The Corpse Bride, Nightmare Before Christmas, like those are just give me the coziest feeling.
Yes.
Pop on a candle and like dim the lights, and it's the best. I love those films.
Have a cup of hot cocoa, yeah. or like an apple cider.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we need to make apple cider this year.
We do.
Yes,
we do.
I have a giant crock pot, and it's perfect for making chili and apple cider.
There you go.
So we just have to get apples.
Dual purpose.
Yeah. I would say I definitely concur with that. Like I love Coraline. I went to go see it twice in theaters during the 15th anniversary re-release.
Yep.
And then my lovely partner got me like a special edition Coraline. It's like a DVD, but also Blu-ray like box set with like special features. And anyways, and then Maggie got me a YB magnet. Well, it was like a mystery Coraline magnet, and I got YB, which I'm not upset about. I love YB. Yeah, Coraline. I also love retro horror movies, mm-hmm. like Alfred Hitchcock, or like just the really like monstery, like The Mummy, The Creature of the Black Lagoon. What else? I have like all the vintage horror posters up in our living room.
Yeah.
What do I have?
Now that we are on air, we can't remember any of them.
This happens to me all the time. I get on air and I'm like, what was I going to talk about again? I think we have The Mummy and Godzilla.
Yeah.
Those two. Anything like that. The Fly, Human Centipede. That's like a little bit newer.
Mm-hmm.
But a good horror movie and like a rainy, thunderstormy night.
Ooh.
With a candle, and like we have a bunch of mood lighting in our living room. Like we have the bulbs that you can change the color of.
Yeah, it's just it like
so good.
It's the best like atmosphere when everything is like cozy and spooky. Like if it's raining, then that's the perfect time to watch a movie, I think.
Yeah.
especially a Halloween movie.
Anyways, to get right into it, we have some more songs of the same vibe coming up. So first of all, we have Taint No Sin by Lee Morris. This is from around the 30s and 40s as well. And actually, it is said that Lee Morris's career never continued because she was an alcoholic and she couldn't get her stuff together enough to be in the entertainment industry, which is, you have to be like a dedicated alcoholic to not make it in the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody is doing things. Next song is Headless Horseman by K-Star, again from like the 40s. This is a song that we both sort of came across and chose that we thought was perfect for this episode. And then the final song is a Maggie pick, so I'll let her go on about that real quick.
Yeah, my pick is called Red Comes in Many Colors. Oh my god. Red Comes in Many Shades. Oh my goodness. I cannot speak today. And this is by US Girls. Don't let their name fool you. They are actually a Toronto-based group. Sort of an experimental, eerie, soul kind of vibe. And it fits this theme perfectly, so.
And they also won a Polaris Prize.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So we love Canadian award-winning music.
Woo-hoo.
So, without further ado, I'll let you be entranced by the lovely, lovely voice of the alcoholic Lee Morris with Taint No Sin, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Dancing may do this and that, help you take off lots of fat, but I'm no friend of dancing when it's hot. So if you are a dancing fool who loves to dance but can't keep cool, bear in mind the idea that I've got. When it gets too hot for comfort and you can't get ice cream cones, tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When the lazy syncopation of the music softly moans, tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. The polar bears aren't green up in Greenland, they've got the right idea. They think it's great to refrigerate while we all cremate down here. Just be like those bamboo babies in the South Sea tropic zones. Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When you're calling up your sweetie in those hothouse telephones, tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When you're on a crowded dance floor near those red-hot saxophones, oh, tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Take a look at the girls when they're dancing. Notice the way they're dressed. They wear silken clothes without any holes, and nobody knows the rest. No more singing in the bathtub with those television phones. Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. By the river, listen to your Deacon Jones. Tain't no sin to take off your skin, dance around in your bones. You must all go in that water, let me hear your sinful groans. Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Do what I say right away, wicked sinners, cause this is your judgment day. Come, Mandy Lee, in the river with me. Wash your sins away. Throw away your gin and razors. Throw away your gambling bones. Oh, tain't no sin to take off skin the radio buttons.
On when it gets late, along about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for a jamboree. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes. Some have fangs about this size, some short and fat, some tall and thin, and some don't even bother to wear their skin.
I'm telling you, brother, it's a fearful sight just to see what goes on in the night.
When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with a fiendish glee.
Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman, he's the worst.
When he goes jogging across the land, holding his noggin right in his hand, demons take one look and groan.
Then they hit the road for parts unknown.
Well, there's no rage like a spook that's burned.
The ghost don't like him and he's really burned.
He swears to the longest day he's dead.
Well, I'll show them that I can get ahead.
Do do wow, 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 wow. So close all the windows,
lock all the doors.
Unless you're careful, why he'll get yours.
Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, cause you clip your top if it will fit.
He likes them little, he likes them big. Put him in the middle or wear a wig.
Black or white or even red,
the headless horseman needs a head.
With a hip, hip, hip and a clippity clop,
why he's out looking for a head to chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan, cause you can't reason with a headless man.
With a hip, hip, hop and a clippity clop, look out!
We know what we're talking about, believe me. You better watch your cues, but take a look at the people who ignored the old good book. Change your ways, you'll find it pays, cause you can't be a haint if you ain't kinda crazed, I guess you'd say. Take our word, we know what we're talking about. You know, this is a pretty spooky thing we're doing here. You don't mind if I turn on another light, do you? Hmm?
We'll be right back.
And welcome back. You just finished listening to Red Comes in Many Shades by US Girls, which are actually Canadian. Before that, Headless Horseman by K-Star. And at the top of that set, Taint No Sin by Lee Morris. This is CFRC 101.9 FM. You are listening to The Mood with May. Today we are doing retro horror. And when I say we, I mean I am joined in studio today by...
Maggie, hello.
That's like the third time you've had to say your name.
I know.
I feel so bad every time, but I'm like, it's not just me today.
Yeah, I'm here too.
Yep. Yeah, we are doing super fun Halloween themed, retro horror themed stuff. So I don't know that we have too much time to keep yapping because I feel like I'm a chronic yapper on my show.
Yeah, us together, we can yap for hours.
Oh, there's been times where I'm like, I'm going to go downstairs and tell Maggie this thing. And then I end up in her room and we're talking for like 3 hours. And I'm like, I have to go to bed.
Yeah, it's a disease, I think.
Chronic yapping.
Yeah.
What's the cure? Is there, I guess it's chronic, so there's no cure.
I don't think we can. It's just a part of us now.
It's just a part of us to yap endlessly. Death by yapping is going to be on our gravestone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we have some cool tracks coming up, so I'll let Maggie talk about the first one, and then I'll get into the second two.
Yeah, absolutely. So our first pick coming up is I'm Wicked by Twin Temple. I think when I thought of this theme for this week, Twin Temple was the sort of starting point. They are exactly... retro horror vibes, if you will. They have that kind of old-timey sound but with very kind of darker themes, and I just really love their music. May put me onto this band, and yes, and I love them.
I played them for I think part of my spooky season series last year. Yeah, they're a band that has been putting out music like most recently in 2023, and they're really good. And I think the song that Maggie really wanted to play, I played last year, so I wanted to change things up, but, yeah.
This is a really good one too, though, so.
This is, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like all of their songs are absolute bops. There's mm-hmm. no losing.
Yeah.
The second song we're going to be playing is There's No Blood and Bone by the Poppy Family. This is, like, super psychedelic, like, spooky, sort of old vibes. It comes out of Canada from the 1960s, 1970s. And then the final track is a British band called Coven with their song Wicked Woman. And it actually comes off of an album called Witchcraft Destroys Minds and Reaps Souls. So it's very on theme.
Yes.
And it came out in 1969. Nice. Yeah, so those are our next few picks. These are a little bit more modern sounding than the previous songs, less 1920s, more 1950s, 60s, 70s. So without further ado, we're going to start it off with I'm Wicked by Twin Temple right here on The Mood with May, CFRC, the 1.9 FM.
I love bleeding under the full moon. I draw power from my womb. I don't want babies. I make love on my enemies too. Take a good look, 'cause I write the book.
Thank you. see the serpent. No deadly curses I take pledge to rend. Carlson, I burn black candles. Don't obey God or any other man. Burn me at the stake again. I'll take sin. Sinister revenge. I'm wicked, black magic. I'm evil, satanic. I'm the devil, and I got you under spell. I'm a wicked.
Her feet. She never smiles, nor does she speak.
But there's no, 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 but there's
You just finished listening to Wicked Woman by Coven. Before that, There's No Blood and Bone by the Poppy Family. And at the top of that set, I'm Wicked by Twin Temple. This is the last talking segment that we have with you. This is The Mood with May featuring Maggie. So it's The Mood with May and Maggie.
It has a ring to it.
Yeah. The Mood with Maggie. She's taking over.
It's my show now.
She's like an alien space invader that's come in and like taken my show.
Wow. Okay. It's a little rude.
She's an alien.
I mean, I wouldn't use that term myself, but okay. We'll go with it.
Yeah. She's from all the way from the Ottawa Valley.
Oh, so that's like considered outer worldly to you?
Well, I'm from Toronto. I feel like that's farther.
Okay. All right. I'll take it.
Yeah. So we have a few songs left for you. Oh, actually, I know what we can talk about. One of the songs that we are playing is Maggie's pick, and it's Dead Man's Bones. And she never knew that it was Ryan Gosling, because she pulled it up, and I was like, oh, that counts as CanCon, because it has Ryan Gosling in it. And she was like, what? It has Ryan Gosling in it?
Yeah, this kind of blew my mind. I only learned about this, like, an hour ago. And very surprised. I didn't even know that Ryan Gosling was, like, did music in that way. Like, just had no idea. So
yeah,
that's very cool.
I don't remember what inspired him to do this little project, but it was like a pet project that he had in 2009. They dropped one self-titled album and I think nothing else, which I think is hilarious. Yeah. And then like all of a sudden, I think it was like last year, the year before, that it went super viral and everybody was like, oh my god, this is Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, I would have never known if you hadn't have pointed it out. So
yeah,
the more you know.
That's a nice thing, is like having somebody who like just has all this like little tidbit knowledge, which is me with all my stupid random knowledge about music. I can just teach you new things every day or every week if you tune into The Mood with May.
Exactly.
A little bit of self-promo there. All right. The first song that I've chosen is Suis-je masochiste. This is a group from Quebec in the 1960s-ish called Les Sinners, off of their album that's just entitled as a question mark. So I think that's interesting. The translation, if you didn't catch that, is Am I a Masochist, basically. The next two songs, I'll let Maggie talk about.
Yeah, so the next song is Werewolf Heart by Dead Man's Bones, which we just mentioned, Ryan Gosling's group. I really like this song. I discovered it the other day, and I think it fits the theme perfectly. And then following that, we have Vampire by John and Jen. Also a new song I found recently. Not new, but new to me. Mm-hmm. And also very Halloween theme, very spooky, and just very excited to hear it.
Yeah, well, that's all we have for you today. So stay tuned for those next three tracks and have a lovely rest of your day. Enjoy the next few songs and enjoy the lovely autumn weather. This is Suis Je Masochiste on CFRC 101.9 FM.
S'apercevoir qu'il a fallu tout lui donner pour se retrouver. Seul encore une fois et encore un chat.
Mais je persiste, suis-je masochiste? Je le sais, je le sais, oui je le sais. C'est moi qui en profite. S'apercevoir qu'on ne peut plus s'en détacher. Vouloir s'engager et se voir mépriser comme un étranger.
Mais je persiste, suis-je masochiste? Je le sais, je le sais, oui je le sais. C'est moi qui en profite.
On a beau dire, on a beau faire, on a besoin d'assouvir ses désirs.
Mais je persiste, suis-je masochiste? Je le sais, je le sais, oui je le sais. C'est moi qui en profite.
Suis-je masochiste? Et ça m'excite. Suis-je masochiste, sophiste? Mais je persiste. Suis-je masochiste?
Prisoner to my ribs. We're flesh and bone when we're all alone, but together forever we'll live.
promises through the dark. And if you wait too long, then you'll never see the dawn again.
He filled my heart. I did my best. But without the sun, I'm only shadows in a dress. 'Cause if the full moon comes, our love is done. So forever towards dawn, we run.
Thank you.
It is 12 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Coming up next is Democracy Now! Views expressed in this syndicated program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of CFRC 101.9 FM, Radio Queen's University.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! This is CFRC 101.9 FM, www.cfrc.ca. Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Down the short set of stairs, join me,